Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Want to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Friday, June 15, 2018. Are we ready to go? With that, I'd like to call to order. First thing before I actually start, does anyone have any problem with the filming? Usually we are asked to get permission to do that. Yes?
I have a question. Out of all of our meetings, why are we filming this one?
Can't answer that.
Pardon?
Can't answer that.
I should pay.
Pardon me?
I should ask the lady.
I'm good with it. Let's go. Yeah.
I want to ask her. Ms. Duty? Ms. Duty?
Yes.
Of all of our minerals council meetings that we've had before, why would you choose this one to film?
Because there's going to be coverage on the election, the inauguration, the oil and gas summit.
Thank you. Thank you, dear. With that, I'd like to talk a little bit about today's agenda. We have a certain items on it which are we're going to cover. I've been asked by some of the council, we're going to try to do the best we can. I'd like to move some of it to Wednesday upon request. And the other is that we're going to do a prayer. We just danced one of the largest Thursdays at home. Everybody remember that part. That was here before us. So with that, I'd ask my brother to pray for us, Councilman Redform. Please stand.
Ai taksi taksi vakata vakata iisinki. Olen anakse viite ankaari. Le konse a ale kisto mai ile se opire le tak ele kombra. Ola kishtomo palele. Le konse a ale poja erika se le zanzo le ironska oa ci ile tak ele kombra le da. Hapa
Chairman, reading of the deceased, Osage
changes that are on our shareholder list. Roscoe Conklin, Robert Moore, Donna O'Brien, Jimmy Davis, James Ellsbury Jr., Lee Marr, Joe Duggins, Alan Shannon.
Thank you, brother, so much. Way we know. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Boone.
Here.
Councilman Tishewala. Councilman Crum.
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Present.
Councilwoman Redcorn.
Here.
Councilman Redcorn.
Here.
Chairman Waller.
Here.
Councilman Yates.
Present.
Thank you so much. I'd like to go into new business. I would entertain any motion to move item 4A into Wednesday.
Make the motion to move 4A into Wednesday.
Second.
Second with that. I just want to go ahead and allow us to take this agenda on in. Also on item 4B, Scout Energy is not available till Wednesday.
July.
Oh, of July. Wednesday of July now. Okay. So that's also another issue that I like to move on to. And then the S&S disposal, we can take up on Wednesday. Does anyone agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Then I'd like to, council.
Are you here, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Would you take care of it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's here. I want to.
No, I mean, would you take care of it?
You're the chairman.
No, I just want to know. You ready?
Well, she's here. I might as well take care of her.
Okay. Ma'am, would you come up? And we're a little short on arrangements. I wonder where all of our furniture went. Bear with us, please. Thank you. Announce your name, company, and everything we need.
My name is Shelby Baker. My husband and I have SMS disposal. I've been on the disposal for 12 years. We have been owners and operators in the oil and gas industry for over 30 years. We have always been in compliance with the Osage Nation on our own personal production and with S&S. It's unfortunate that I'm here today for the circumstances in which has been brought to our attention. And I'm asking for consideration for waiving all or part of the penalties and interest or late charges that have been assessed to us. There has been oversight on our behalf, which I fully take responsibility for in our offices. There has also been oversight with the BIA. It took 9 years after we had let a secretary go from our office, my mother, began taking over and doing all the filing and everything that was required. It was not found, nor was there any reports that the woman had left in our office for my mother to see that she needed to fill the paperwork out. We did not receive any letter or correspondence from the BIA to inform us that we were not in compliance. After 9 years, I received a letter in December stating that we were not. I apologize for this, but this was not done with intent. And at that time, I immediately did 9 years worth of reports and turned them in the time manner that I asked for. Since that time, there's been a what is owed to is, and I believe you have a copy of the letter in front of you, $5,736.26 in royalty and accrued interest. I feel like after much thought and process, I have no problem paying this amount and being held accountable. These are funds that are due to the Osage Nation by far. I will not diminish that or make light of it. What I am asking for, though, is that we have consideration on an interest amount of $4,797.21, which is actually almost as much as what was owed in the report. These disposals at this time, the revenue has greatly reduced since 2013. When I took back over operating Turner tank trucks and S&S disposal at full capacity in March, I had set out to reach out to all the producers here in the Osage Nation and in the Osage County. There's a lot of operators that are taking their production water outside of the Osage Nation. I believe that this disposal, and I am not going as a businesswoman to waste my time, but I do believe in the disposal here. I could have relinquished it. I could have walked away. I believe that there's capital and there's money to be made if ran correctly. I'm going to be installing cameras into this disposal because I believe that there's been people disposing of this and not turning in tickets, which is, we have a combination law point. We've taken steps in which any disposal takes, but we will be installing camera systems so that we can catch anyone that disposes in this facility.
May I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
Have you been disposing in it at the same time?
Yes, sir. We are the ones that have disposed.
Thank you. Go on. Continue.
Yes, sir. Turner Tank Trucks does operate, but...
I know who you are.
In 2013, when oil dropped to $25 a barrel, our work here in the Osage Nation, in Osage County, really dropped considerably, and I think for everyone included. We are seeing a huge increase right now, and I think a lot of that is reaching out and me stepping back in and being able to reach out to these companies. I just ask if you give us the opportunity to be able to make more money in the future, and it will also be able to pay for itself. Our revenue right now with SMS disposal only is only $300 to $400 a month. That is not acceptable. And so I would like the opportunity to turn this around and hopefully increase this so that in the future we can also make more money for the Osage Nation.
The Osage shareholders.
Excuse me?
Osage shareholders.
Thank you. For coming in, and I'm glad that you got to talk to me. One clarification that we normally tell them to come up is that we only listen to stuff on Friday and then vote next Wednesday. I suspect that we will be doing that today. So, you know, give me a chance to talk to them, give us a chance to digest. One of the things I'm seeing in the read here is that they've already reduced down this penalty if they use the whole thing down to 1% of the total that was originally charged it, right? It's already been,
yes,
they've written off 99% of it already. And I too am sad that the BIA didn't catch it. It's a problem we have with, since the 8 years I've been here, that they're not digital, they don't have a way for this stuff just to pop up at us. And there's a computer program that they use, actually kind of shut it off. Even they were doing it by hand, it would have saved them. Unfortunately, that only going halfway into the computer system made it less likely to find people who like yourself to put your quick current in that field, which essentially what happened. You pay your own fees and get going with it. So I understand your consternation, you know, that all this happened this way, but in the end, it's not the BIA's responsibility necessary to inform you if you're not doing the agreement that you made. You know? So, you know, I'm upset with them about that they didn't. It's not really their responsibility. So,
that's just me. I'm responsibility for our part. Please understand.
Right. And,
they didn't finish.
And you're, so, I was trying to figure out the math here a little bit on what I'm reading here. You're wanting $50 or something off, and it made it come down to $4,000, and then down at the bottom we have the $13,420. That represents interest that you're wishing to not count on the 1% that you're down for, right? I just want to kind of get clear about what you're doing. reduced the total bill down to 99%, they reduced it down to 1%, and you are not putting some of the interest or all the interest off of the 1%. Am I saying it right? Okay. I have to repeat things for me sometimes, so I understand what's going on. Thank you. Like I said, as far as I know, the votes will be winning, so I just try to digest it. Thank you.
Councilman.
I'm looking at these papers over here, and I would like to go back to, you're asking consideration on the fines that they fined you, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Did you not appeal this to the regional director? You're allowed to appeal it, because you don't appeal
it. I was told by Kimmy, in our land management, that the next process I was to take was to go before this board and be put on the agenda. And that was the direction that I was given.
I'm talking about the fines that you all placed.
I don't believe that we, right at this point, we've notified her what she owes.
Okay.
I don't believe at that point we've given her the right to appeal.
You have the right to appeal to the regional director on the fines that the BIA puts upon you. Okay, and as far as the other part is concerned, I'd have to look more of that and think about it, because that's our royalty payment.
Superintendent.
I believe, I don't have that letter in front of me, but...
June the 5th, 2018.
I believe what we've done at this point is we've notified her of what is due in support. We haven't actually gone in and said, you have got to pay at this point. I don't believe we've issued appeal rights.
In light of the above, you will need to submit payment in amount of $13,425.74, Osage Agency.
There should be a second page. Is there a second page?
We have two pages in mind.
Okay. I have two. But is the $13,425, is that everything?
Yeah, there should be a second page to the board. Where I've signed something.
Maybe that's the math would add them to it.
I don't see a second page.
There should be a second page. Generally, when we do something like this, we do give the appeal the right to appeal. And I think based on her talking with Cammy had instructed her to see about coming over here and talking to you to see if there's anything you guys can do. If not, then yes, we will make that final decision, give her appeal rights. But there should be a second page.
I don't have it either.
I will make sure that you all get a copy of the second page.
Yes, you will. Council.
I'll make sure
I believe that's exactly where we're going to go with this. Council, you need anything to add to it?
Nope, I just wanted to get it started. I think Wednesday would be having a lot of decisions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
ma'am. Anything we need to add? Do you have that letter in front of you, or it's not even done yet?
No, the letter should be issued.
Have we seen it?
You should have got
I sent it out in the Excel spreadsheet and the attachments.
Okay.
There should be a second page.
Thank you, dear.
But it's not here in front of you.
That will be Wednesday. Please review it, and we'll come out. And the other was we'll need to break down other expenditures. Council, can I move on to the next agenda item? Okay, that sounds like yes to me. I'd like to go into new business, D, elections. Councilwoman Boone. Yes, Florida.
I would like to have the election board supervisor come to the podium, please.
For?
I have some questions for her.
Has she got the chance to review them or anything?
Well, these are questions she ought to be able to answer.
Has she had an opportunity to review what you're going to ask?
No, she hasn't, because I did not get
this. This is up to you, dear. Okay. Name?
Don't talk.
Position?
Osage General Counsel Supervisor for the June 4th, 2018.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. You're welcome. I would like to ask, at any time during the election, did you actually leave the building?
I did not.
I have a constituent that would like the vendor to get there with you about.
I never.
We're not gonna field that question in this room.
No, we are not. I'm just making a statement. How many addresses?
You said you were gonna ask a question.
How many addresses were changed on election day?
Three.
Just three? How many headright owners did you send to the Office of Special Trustee to have their headright shared verified on election day?
To be quite truthful, I don't have an exact number. I would say probably 7 to 10. But now that's a guess. I don't actually know exactly.
Why did their share need to be verified?
They were not on the
excuse me.
Provided by the DFA.
Okay. But if they had been on the actual voter list that we had received, there would have been no reason for anybody to have verified their headright share.
Right.
What was the Bureau of Indian Affairs doing in our election?
Well, while the process was going, whenever a voter came in, and we checked to see if they were on the voter list, and they were not, then I would send them over to the DIA to get the verification. And at some point in time, one of the employees at the DIA offered her help. That she would come, that I could give her the information, and then she would verify it, and she would bring it back.
And so those people that had their headright share verified, were they allowed to vote that day?
Yes, they were.
Where did you post the challenges to the election?
Well, I sent out through the emails to all of the Osage Nation news. I send it to the websites. Excuse me, I sent it to all the websites, which was the Osage website, your website, and the office's website.
And the
offices, our website.
Oh, the election board?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, I did hand deliver it to the superintendent's office.
Okay. Ballots went out without the outside envelope in their packet?
That batch was in less than 30. That was kind of mixed in with the stamp. So we don't really have an accurate number of how many actually went out without a envelope. What we got back, what we had told them to do when we found out the problem was go ahead, put it in a regular envelope, send it to us with everything that was in the original ballot information, and it would be counted. And so I don't have an exact amount when they were tallying it up, but I would say probably less than 15, 10 to 15.
Okay, so there could have been some people out there that didn't get the outside envelope and chose not to contact us.
I'm assuming that would be up to them.
If it only costs 50 cents to return an absentee ballot, why was postage an issue?
I beg your pardon?
If the cost to return the ballot was only 50 cents, why did the postage become an issue? It was my understanding that you had raised that question, and I believe it was in the Osage Nation news.
The process is whenever the ballots are sent out from the balloting people to the annuitant, that postage is paid. From the annuitant back to the PO box, the postage was not supposed to have been paid. And when the balloting people, the first two batches that went out were done by the mailing house. Those last few.
Yes, Council.
I've got a question. I'm not, can we do anything about any of this line of questions?
Wrap it up.
I mean, if we're make a vote on this, I'm going to question you don't have the ability.
That's correct. Ma'am, how long do you think you need?
How long
will
I
take? Yes, sir. You go right ahead, Council.
Okay. That's my question.
I have four more questions.
I'm just curious if you're done, and is there anything we can vote on? My question answered.
Can we not hear?
I am not.
Ma'am, he's got the floor.
My thought is we don't have the ability to vote on anything, because this is an election issue, and she's in charge.
He's done a great job.
There's call code that covers challenges or whatever, and that's clear. I don't know what we can do. I just want to clarify that.
Yes, sir.
I'd be uncomfortable voting on anything on this issue.
Yes, sir. Councilwoman.
I represent constituents, and I have constituents that are concerned about the last election. And they have brought up these issues. That's why I, in an open session.
Then you need to name them.
Want them addressed.
I agree with you. I have concerns too, but I'm not sure if we can even decide on any of this at all.
We are discussing things today. Fridays are our usual day to discuss anything. I'm not asking for a vote of anything. I'm just bringing to the attention of the people that I represent their concerns to the supervisor, so she can answer me. That's all.
They know her address. They know her email. They know her letter.
So, but Mr. Chairman, they are contacting me. They're not contacting her.
Then bring it right back to this office and dictate it right to there. You need their names. You need their issues. But with that, let's let her finish. Would you want to make a comment for her?
Yes, I would like to just continue this conversation.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Council, no, stop. Let Councilwoman Boone and finish up.
And I would like to finish these questions. These are not, these are things that my constituents are concerned about. And the next one specifically is about a special delivery to a lady named Carpenter that was returned to True Ballot.
Council.
I would say that Billy shouldn't have to answer any more questions. She's got executive
too.
Election. She's going to give us a full report. Maybe we can talk to it then when we come out. We can discuss what we just decided in the executive. But, that's it.
Matter of fact, as I was sitting here thinking, I don't know. Billy's already up there talking. We could allow her to give her report now if we in open. I don't know why we need to get it exactly, but maybe I don't understand what you had in mind, Mr. Chairman. But then that's what she normally would do, is come and give us a report after the election, and we can listen to her report.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am. Second chair, please.
Since we've already have her on the agenda to give a report, I would like to hear it, and then maybe you could ask your questions after that. But and I have no problems with Osage annuitants only in here when she gives her report.
Councilman Redcorn, and I'd like to turn
to make sure we're protecting our the law that established us as a council to be here. Balloting in the election is the next deal with this, because we're not supposed to touch it. Once we hand it over, it's done in my mind. We handed the budget to Mrs. Poppin. We handed the keys to do what she desires best to Mrs. Poppin early on, and to me, that's the end of it. And then there's codes to handle the issues later, and they're established. My question is should we be talking about this in this chamber?
Councilman Yates, and got to go back, Councilman.
As for the shareholders only, we are streaming live on the internet, possibly live on internet via video. So are we going to ask them to turn their computers off or monitors or look away? So I'm fine with it being done out in the open. I think the question would be Ms. Pomp, if she's willing to give the report an open session, and I'm fine with that too.
I would not mind getting the report, but that was not what I thought I was doing here today. Here's what I thought I was doing today, and I'll pass it back. I don't mind answering.
Amy, help her out.
I don't mind answering
Ms. Pomp,
questions.
Ms. Bledsoe will take care of
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
I appreciate the in open, but she was asked to be here executive to give your council a report, and then I also had some concerns from the council-elect that they would also let us hear this first, and then they should be the next ones to possibly hear this response of yours. This questioning has got to stop now. You've done a fine job in that part, but I would like to stick with the agenda, and let's go ahead and go to the oil and gas summit consultation meeting, take care of that Wednesday, and go right into executive, let you give that report. First off, I need to go back to Councilwoman Booth. Yes, sir.
Did I just understand you that you are going to not allow me to ask these questions?
I actually said I'd like to get the report in executive. That choice is yours. You're going to make it here in about 2 seconds.
I would like to finish my questions because some of the questions I'm asking pertain to information she has already sent us. For example, this question I just said about the special delivery to Carpenter that was returned to True Valley, that was in an email to us. Not marked confidential or privileged, so it can be discussed here in this arena.
And you are doing it.
So my question is...
Excuse me, one short time. I'm not going to open it up to the gallery until after they're done. Thank you. I have to get to the... Would you like to talk before I finish this?
All I want to say, I would like to have an executive session with Billy there and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. That's what I would like to have.
No, ma'am.
Why?
Because I said so. This is we have not even heard this report yet. We're the one that signed off on the monies. Once it's out, then we'll roll it out to the public. You got to give us that option. You have to. Why? Because under this rules and embedded, if it hadn't been contested, we'd just throw it out there. But as the situation we're in now, I'm not going to risk that. I've handled 5 elections for this nation. Already run into this before. Ma'am, please continue.
Okay, so getting back to this special delivery to Carpenter, where her mail was returned to True Ballot. What happened to her ballot that she returned?
I'm sure True Ballot had it.
So it was not counted?
No, it was not.
Okay. I received a call from a man on Saturday before the election that he didn't receive his absentee ballot until that Saturday before the election. And he was concerned that his ballot wouldn't be counted. And so I suggested to him that he go to the post office and send it overnight. And he said, I can't do that. I live in a little town and my post office isn't open. Mm-hmm. So there was a question as to whether or not his ballot was counted on that ballot.
I did not know that. I don't know who the man was.
And I received another call just the other day from a gentleman in California, and he didn't receive his absentee ballot until June the 9th, 5 days after the election closed. So this ballot was not counted. But I will say that one of the most bizarre things I found out about the election results, whenever I saw Andrew Yates' numbers, I thought, wow, that looks like exactly the same number he got in 2014. And I went back to 2014, and there's 2/10 of a difference in the vote from 2014 and 2018. And I thought, wow, what are the odds for that?
I got him more votes.
The number of supporters die in True.
Was it a gain or did I lose?
Brother,
you gained 2/10 of a point.
Okay, excuse me. I do like the lighter note. Last question. Thank you, dear. Please have a seat. I'd like to move on down to item E, inauguration. Councilman Yates.
Inauguration, yes. Inauguration, I've been in contact with some of the newly elected people to the council, and some of those that are still and they're interested in combining our inauguration with the inauguration on the 14th, which will be the chief and the Congress. And at this time, the ones that are still left, we're all in agreement. We would like to do that and show some sort of an effort of cooperation and unification with the nation. And that, but when we got to looking at the regulations, CFRs, they said that we should commence on the 1st of July.
That's correct.
And so, and I've noticed that, you know, in the past, we've always been, you know, great, we've talked about the Minerals Council early in July, I like to say, within the 10th. So we decided it was the first day in July or the first business day. So we're, and this is hashing it out, you know, maybe decide on this. But what we're looking at now is maybe going on the 2nd of July, having a small ceremony here with the judge of our judicial, and having him come in and do a swearing in, make sure that we're legal. And then, because on the 13th was our first Friday meeting, and on Friday we'll be sworn in, we can have an official meeting, and then on the 14th we can have maybe more of a ceremonial type, you know, pomp and circumstance with the rest of the chief, assistant chief, and the Congress. So
yes, sir.
That's what I've come up with so far. I'm opening it up.
Our update is we do have a call out to Judge Stepson. We haven't had. He has to call back. Second, he does. We'll answer that, Councilman.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for your report, Councilman Yates. I'd be interested if you'd like to suspend the rules and put that motion back.
I will accept that motion, form of motion. I need a second.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion on the floor to go with the July 2nd, inaugurating the Minerals Council, and then we go to July 14th to the inauguration. You're shaking your head. How do you want it? That's right, let's suspend them first.
Yeah.
Motion on the floor to suspend the rules, no discussion, call for the question.
Councilwoman Boone?
No.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Hell yes. Yeah, I want it. We gotta go.
Yates?
Yes.
The next is, I'd like to second motion again from Councilman Redcorn.
I'll pass it to Councilman Yates. He wants to make another, or I'll make it.
I'll make a motion that we be sworn in on July 2nd, followed by a ceremony inauguration on July 14th. Scott, too.
Ponca City.
Ponca City.
You haven't left that room in Scottie yet.
I second that.
Thank you. Motion on the floor by Councilman Yates, second by Councilman Redcorn, that we go to July 2nd here, and then we go to July 14th at Pocket City. No discussion. Let's call for the question.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Abstain. I don't care.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Mr. Chairman, you said there was no discussion. My question is, why aren't you being inaugurated on July the 1st, according to the CFRs? What day is July the 1st?
Sunday.
Sunday,
okay.
There is a Husky.
And then so you're gonna have your party, so to speak, with the nation on the 14th?
No, it's not a party. It's the voice of our people.
Festivities, would you
recommend? No, it's an inauguration. It's deathly serious to the children. So I'm going to get that straight first. That's why I brought it up. When you represent four governments for the Osage Nation, you get to say what I say.
Well, and so I didn't get to vote yet, but I will say this, that this wouldn't be the first time that this has ever happened, that joining the Osage Nation, because we always considered ourselves to be a separate entity. So I'm going to say no.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Motion passes.
With that, I'd like to move on to the Oil and Gas Summit. Could we possibly move that to Wednesday?
We can, but I would like for everyone to think about dates is what I'm looking at. And
you better be dressed at 3 o'clock.
We're going to get to do with Christy Reed the last time. And maybe Bill talked about maybe seeing what funds we have left in our account.
We have some.
That, other than that, I'm fine with carrying it on.
Bill and I've already reviewed it. We went a little over, but we had an outstanding oil and gas summit. But I don't have the correct number, but we have exactly what you need to start off with. Councilman.
I'd like to make a comment on this. I, I would like to, you know, it probably won't be me doing this as we go on next week about the date. But the sooner whoever put in charge, and I recommend Christie, Paula, can still make such recommendations. Whoever put in charge, the earliest they can get there, the better chance they have of getting donations and stuff. Christie's had to do this on the fly twice now for us.
She's good at it.
But it hasn't given her the opportunity to solicit donations and do the stuff that's necessary to do it, you know, in the best way possible. And they turned out pretty good.
Yes,
but I would encourage the council to pick out a day and at the earliest you can figure one out and go with that.
Yes, sir. That sounds good. Wednesday, we'll roll it all out. Are we correct so far? All right. With that, I'd like to move on to the consultation meeting. Councilman Crowe.
That's me. I took the consult agenda from December.
That's correct.
The last one we had. And I tried to pick out the areas that still needed work that we hadn't resolved. I added some new ones that have come up. They're in your book there if you want to look at them. In all actuality, for us to make our month prior, we already have a date solid of July 17th, that's correct?
That's correct.
That we would have to do it today, but they've been kind enough as to let us be a day or, you know, a few days over in the past if we feel like we need to wait till Wednesday to, you know, to do it and get more input maybe from the new council coming or whatever. Though I have received some from them as I put this together. I did try to reach out to the new council members because they will be the ones actually conducting this. You three and the new ones. So I tried to reach out for their ideas and then incorporate some of them. But at any rate, this is what I came up with. If somebody has additions or corrections or whatever, why, you know, speak up and my thinking is we could probably still vote on Wednesday, but we need to get that sent to them immediately after so that we're trying to at least go with the rules.
Yes, sir. Councilman Edwards.
You said you had it on here, and I may be missing it, where they're proposed redistricting of the BIA agencies.
It has to do with the Trump administration. The Trump administration proposed affecting Indian country such as redistricting of the BIA.
I never got past Trump.
Right. And so I use that as an example. I knew that would be a big one, but there's probably other things that we may want to discuss with that. So I left it rather broad.
Okay.
I'll be right with you. Superintendent and the council.
If you haven't received a letter today, you will receive a letter identifying, you know, just confirmation on the 17th requesting the agenda topics to discuss. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Very good. I saw the map at the White House. We're in good shape.
Just to want to remind the council, our chairman is Bonashi at the Zonzo, and he's got heavy duties down there. Unless it's pertinent, I think we need to allow him to close this meeting and move down there to prepare for our afternoon session.
Councilwoman Irwin, thank you.
We still have the executive. I like your willing and the Bureau of Indian Affairs and executive session.
They're going to be here.
Okay, well, he's talking about it.
No, I got to give you that.
Okay. I just had a comment about the
yes, Council.
Trump administration proposals affecting the redistricting of the BIA. That's one of the things I testified about in Washington, D.C. And what we were asking for, or what we noted, was that Mr. Zinke has not had any kind of tribal consultation about this particular issue. So I don't know where it is status-wise on whether.
Let me add to that. I do know. President Begay is going to really come out, Navajo Nation, Chairman Fox, three affiliated, they had the same comments you have, and I think we should enjoin them, and we'll go right along with them. Anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm just going to add, there's a forget website, and they've got several consultation meetings scheduled already.
We're going to the city one.
Several, yeah, right. One of them is Oklahoma City, and there's one.
That's
the one
we're going
to.
Yeah, and that's why I want to get in front of it. Maybe we could get a heads up on what they're telling us. So, you know, we'll be better prepared for that meeting.
They already know what the cost is. 3.1 needs to be $9 million to fund BIA. At least that. To digitize. With that, council, can we go on to, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session to allow our election board to give our report. So moved. Second, I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Yates, second by Councilwoman Irwin. Go to executive session to hear from the election board. I'm going to ask as a courtesy to allow only the council and the bureau to hear this report with this board, and then we will enjoin the rest of you first. But I think we've covered most of it. With that, roll call. Yes, ma'am.
Chairman,
please.
I would like to know why you have to have an executive session.
Because
the shareholders need to know what went on.
We're going to roll it right out as soon as we hear it.
You're going to tell us as soon as you get back in?
I'm sure we will. Yes, ma'am. And actually, that's going to be the next concern. It can even go on to next Wednesday. But let us get into this first. Question. Call for a question. Thank you, ma'am.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
No.
Councilman Crum?
Yes, in the interest of time. Let's get something happening.
Motion passes. Take a 5-minute recess. I'm about to say 5 seconds. 5-minute recess. Come back to executive. Like to